Obviously, the deeply offensive comments. He later tweeted that a comparison that homosexuality was similar to paedophilia. He said that his wife does get to make decisions in the house, like what she makes him for his tea. Mm. I mean, these are dark ages comments. And, you know, yes, he's a great boxer. He's won the heavyweight championship of the world against Klitschko, and he's been put up for an award. But this isn't just an award about sport; it's a sports personality award. And one of the criteria says that the judges should look for the impact beyond sport or the sporting achievement in question. Now, his impact has been nothing but discrimination.
It says on your website, Scott, that homophobia has long been a barrier to the participation of LGBTI people in sports. Is this still the case, and is this the sort of thing that sort of fans the flames, as it were?
Well, I mean, I think it's true that there are huge barriers to LGBT people in sport. You know, I remember taking part in sport in school and being bullied and, you know, always being the last one picked on the football team. A terrible footballer, great at badminton, but terrible at football. you know, those memories are vivid. The sporting fraternity, the sporting world is taking huge steps to try and better include LGBTI people. We've seen openly bisexual boxer Nicola Adams, who took gold at the Commonwealth Games. She's a huge ambassador for boxing and for LGBTI inclusion in boxing. And when Tyson makes these remarks, he's putting up those barriers again. So all the work, all the hard work of Sport England and Sport Scotland and all the other governing bodies of sport that are saying, come along and take part in our sport, there's no place for homophobia in our sport. All those messages are being drowned out by this boxer who comes along and says, you know, that the devil's coming along because being gay is legal.
And looking at the comments that Tyson Fury's made in the past, obviously have been highlighted. He's made further comments during the last few days and has spoken in a way about the petition. How frustrating is it that now this attention has been brought to him, he's still not really backing down?
Well, I believe he apologised on Friday. He reiterated his original complaint on Sunday. He kind of apologised. I was on the Jeremy Vine show with him yesterday, and he said he doesn't hate anybody. You know, it's one thing to say you don't hate someone, but then to 10 minutes later saying that they are somehow inferior or that they don't deserve to be legal in where they live, or that, you know, the best place for them, best place for a woman is on her back. You've got to be consistent, and he's flip-flopping from one thing to the other. I think it's hugely frustrating. I know that he is a role model to many young people, and like I said, no one's denying he's a great boxer. You know, I just wish he would use his role model status to be more progressive and to, you know, put an olive branch to the LGBT community and, you know, support equal rights for all and for everyone rather than being discriminatory.
To add to what you just said there, Scott, so just to put a bit of balance into this discussion, because a lot of sports fans would say that Tyson Fury's achieved some incredible things in boxing this year, doing something that, you know, other boxers in his division have not been able to do for more than a decade. I mean, he's obviously worthy of a place on that list because of what he's done sporting-wise. What would you say to that counter-argument?
Well, I think the BBC have got an obligation to take into account, not even an obligation, a duty, to take into account comments that their nominees, people that they are putting up to the world as role models, the comments that they are making, they need to take them into account. Now, I put it to you that if Tyson Fury had been racist, if he had said that black people were inferior to white people, then he would not have been put up for this award. We are in a very different place when it comes to racism and homophobia in sport. But I would put that to you that he wouldn't have been put up for that award because people would have rightly recognised how disgusting a view that was. So why then, when he says that gay people are somehow inferior, that we shouldn't be legal, or comparing us to paedophiles, why then, when he's saying that, people are then saying, well, it's only his sporting achievement that should be recognised. His sporting achievement was recognised in the boxing ring when he held aloft that world heavyweight belt. This is a personality award, and the criteria is clear. It needs to look at achievement out with the boxing ring and impact beyond the sport in question. And so the BBC have a duty to then take into account those words.